Coming up, the first podcast of Morning by Morning, Pastor Pat Bryan lays down the foundation of the show and gives an insight as to how the show originated. Morning by Morning is brought to you by His Path Christian Center. Check out hispath.org for more podcasts and videos on Christian living. From Prayer Cottage Studios in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, this is Morning by Morning with Pastor Pat Bryan. Episode number 1, recorded November 18th, 2011. Come forth as gold. Now here's Pastor Pat.
I just want to welcome you this morning to our first podcast, Morning by Morning, for people living with chronic illness or disability. I want to share with you a bit of my background so you can know where I'm coming from and what my desire is through these podcasts. About 23 years ago, I became chronically ill and was later diagnosed with an overlapping autoimmune illness, consisting mainly of lupus or lupus-like illness and Sjogren's syndrome, fibromyalgia, and degenerative disc. I share that with you as well so that some of you out there who have it or illnesses similar to it really will understand where I'm, you know, what I have. Over the years, over these past 23 years, of course, I've experienced some awesome things through the touch of God on my body. I've had wonderful times of drawing near to Him because of the illness, actually. And I've had other times where there were just valleys of sometimes despair or depression where, you know, there's just wondering, will this ever end or will it get better? And it's those times, too, that I know that we all go through. And that's one of the reasons in naming the show Morning by Morning, that I think we realize when we come down with a chronic illness or disability that to be able to live through this, we have to live day by day or morning by morning. And it helps us, it strengthens us as we lean on God's Word. And Morning by Morning, the name itself is taken from Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. And it's just a reminder, as you'll hear from me, being reminded now and then throughout of living day by day, of taking it a day at a time, and leaning on God and remembering that each morning is a new morning. Each morning His mercies are new for you, and each morning He is there for you. So I want to share with you in this time today a poem that I wrote, which displays my journey with the chronic illness, and I hope that it speaks to your heart as well. It's entitled, Come Forth as Gold. Illness began with no warning or sign, and showed me with vengeance that nothing was mine. It encircled my life with a powerful hold, and weakened my body, my spirit, and soul. It quickly devoured my dreams, hopes, and pride, and left me so powerless and empty inside. It sapped me of strength and enjoyment of life, and hurt me the most as a mother and wife. But throughout all this pain, a wonder occurred. I drew ever closer to our Lord's precious word. As I turned to His comfort and guidance above, I was filled with the knowledge of His unfailing love. And I knew that this illness could be used in His plan to help many others who may not understand that trials and hardships we sometimes must face will show us the way to our Father's sweet grace. And we must not forget what was stated by Job, that when He has tested us, we shall come forth as gold. I hope that this poem encourages you and comforts you. I hope also that it gives you an awareness of how you are not alone, of how there are so very many of us living with chronic illness, Christians living with chronic illness and non-Christians living with chronic illness. And we all need the Lord so much. We can lean on Him and we can trust Him. So, the purpose of our times together through Morning by Morning is to encourage and uplift. Nowadays, with the internet, being able to use podcasts and videos, we really pray that we will reach many who will be comforted, who will be strengthened, who will be encouraged by hearing the Lord's words and guidance to help us live with these situations and live victoriously with Him by the power of His Holy Spirit. Now, I want to let you know that if you would like to email me with questions or with topics you'd like covered in these prayer podcasts, please don't hesitate to write to morning@hispath.org, and I'll repeat that, morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, at his, H-I-S, path, P-A-T-H, all one word, .org. That's morning@hispath.org. Feel free to write with any questions, comments, your thoughts on this show. For those of you who live in the Lower Mainland and BC, we would welcome you to come to our monthly, this is for women, monthly Christian Women's Health Network meetings. You can get that information on our website at www.hispath.org/CWHN. That's hispath.org/CWHN, which stands for Christian Women's Health Network. And you'd be more than welcome to join us for our monthly meetings. So in closing, I just want to leave you with the thought of committing each day to the Lord. This is the basis, this is the foundation of what we will be learning in the sessions ahead. So that when you awaken in the morning, even as you open your eyes in bed, that you will give that day to the Lord, that you will thank Him for this day and trust Him that whatever comes your way, He is with you. And by beginning to do this, by having it become a habit, you will begin to gain a daily peace and strength. Let me pray this with you in a moment. And I just want to remind you to watch for our future podcasts every Friday. God bless you. Let's close in prayer together now. Father, we thank you that you are our strength and our fortress. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning. Father, as we begin afresh now, we ask that you teach us your way. We ask, Lord, that you guide us through our suffering and through our hardship. We ask, Lord, for your strength and your peace. Father, we want to commit each new day to you. Please remind us each morning as we awaken, Lord, to thank you for that fresh new day. To thank you, Lord, that your mercies new every morning. To thank you, Lord, that you will be with us through whatever may come our way, that you are our strength, Lord. You are our peace. We thank you for loving us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Please don't forget to email with your thoughts, your comments, the topics you'd like covered, and watch for us next Friday. God bless. Bye-bye now.